Blog Talk Radio.
What kind of music? Kind of guy. What kind of takeoff? Hey. Hey. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Flexing like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. We're hating on the low. I've been new, I've been stalked. Niggas flaw, niggas fake. But it's straight, nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. How you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming, they witnessed it daily. Whole scratching, they messy. Bitches be broke and be petty. Hate on the low and it show, cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up with my hustle, saying down got me every penny. Nights ain't have a penny, hurt me so bad, can't forget it. No, 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 can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it, really from city to city, state to state, that where I'm going. Country to country, they know it's coming, they know I'ma blow. I'm worth a billion, put off some millions, I flip it for sure. I took some losses, it cost me chances, I took for this spot. I put it all in the pot, fuck it, just look at me now. I'm worth a whole lot of cake, I was broke, now I'm straight. I done grew up with my faith, so stay the fuck out my face, Lord. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke, nah. Bitch, I spit dope, I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Flexing like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low.
I say one time for the one time, cause they hate now. Two time for the two time, cause they fake now. Three time for the three time, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Put the nigga start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight. You need what gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Jealousy and envy, got no boy hating on the low. But I been new. That they were hating on the low. I see through all that fake light window. But I'm D'd up from the feet up. I need pesos. I re-up with that re-up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up. And you still broke. My feet up, got that teeth up. But you still broke. You still broke. Fuck, nigga. You nigga know what it is, nigga. We getting real money over here, nigga. This Canada gang, nigga, on fresh out.
What? Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Flexing like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low.
What's happening? What's happening? What's happening? Welcome back to Real Adult Talk with SG and Mo Benz. We are back at it again with another episode. What it do, Mo?
Yo, what's up, Black? What's up, people? What's up, world? Welcome to another Sunday Funday. As always, roll something up, pour something up, light something up, smoke something up, drink something up. Come kick it with your people. Welcome to Real Adult Talk with SG and Mo Benz. Let's get it.
Right, right, right. So guess what? It's Mo Day. It's Mo Day. So Mo Benz is going to bring to you the real famous chop up. He's going to do his big one, too, tonight. I don't have any news because I've been preoccupied with everything else. But he's going to bring your big one, two tonight with the real famous chop up with Mo Benz. He talks about sports. He talks about politics. He talks about the news and everything in between. Mo, how was your week?
So my week was chill, you know what I'm saying? Just getting to it, you know, the grind was real. Just out and about, you know, doing my my 1-2. Once again, the mantra is plan, strategize, execute, consistency. Let me see here. So my week, well, I guess this happened in the last couple of weeks, but I got a new barber, which was interesting. I want to say I fired my barber because, you know, I might go back. But I wanted to kind of switch it up a little bit. Like I told you, I cut my hair. And so now I got like a Dominican barbershop I go to, which is kind of interesting, right on Flatbush. So shout out to that, different experience, you know what I'm saying? So, but that's been kind of cool, you know, just on something, on some regular type-ish. Big shout out to Interior Decorating, you know, that's been cool. Big shout out to Vintage Nubian. Shout out to Highline Residential. Once again, if anybody out there listening, move into the New York area, you know, holler at your guy right here. Just, you know, networking. Went to a nice mixer this week. So that was interesting. I hadn't been to a mixer in a minute. So a lot of just, you know, people out there just networking. And, you know, just grinding. You know what I'm saying? Bringing in this new February. Of course, this is the last Sunday of February. So, you know, I am going to get into the world famous chop up tonight, but looking forward to March. March is always that transitional month, so you know, people say March either comes in like a lamb, goes out like a lion, or comes in like a lion, goes out with a lamb, you know, because basically we about to, you know, spring forward into spring. So you know, it's been a long winter, so, you know, looking forward to, like, the seasons changing and, you know, that I guess, like, I'm on my caterpillar, you know, and I'm looking at turn into a butterfly, you know, for the spring. So that's my week, you know. So once again, as always, definitely, you know, plan, strategize, execute, consistency. So that was my week. How was your week?
My week was laid back. We went in, you know, did our vows and did the marriage license all those things. So it was super big. It was super nice. It was laid back at the same time. Just moving in a completely different direction and a completely different energy, man. Probably more so let me settle in for this week. And then next week I'll probably have a whole lot more to talk about.
Got you. So I'm gonna hold it down. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna stretch this thing out. So like, before I get into the world famous chop up, is nothing that you was tripping on? Slightly.
I may, but let me come back. I'm gonna come back, and we're gonna talk about something. It's something that came up, but I'm gonna come back, and I'm gonna let you know when I come back.
All right. So So with that being the case, let me take over. So, as I always do. You know, being that this is the world famous chopper, like I said, this is a Sunday fun day, the Mo Benz edition. I'm gonna stretch this thing out. You know what I'm saying? Because it looks like I'm gonna be driving this bus tonight. So let me get in tune with this. So a couple things in the news, but first and foremost, let me just preview. This Tuesday's show is going to be coming up. So, you know, a big shout out to my co-host Kev Herc and the Tuesday edition of the World Famous Chop Up. So this Tuesday, some of the topics that I'm kind of working on is three topics, right? So finally, I'm going to get a chance to unpack the Kanye West Vultures album, you know, because this is the world up. So, of course, you know, we are known, I am known for our music reviews. So big shout out to Kanye. And I like this album, the Vultures album. It dropped maybe a couple of weeks ago, like right around the Super Bowl. And I like this because, of course, Ye, and props to Ye, too, because, you know, he's always forward thinking, you know, people go right, he go left. People go left, he go right. And, you know, I love that energy. I guess that's that Gemini energy that's in him. But, you know, this I guess since The Life of Pablo, because I'm going to break down my favorite Kanye, because I got a lot of time to talk my ish. So you're going to really hear me talk my shit tonight because, you know, it's me. But basically, let me see how I can break this down. So the last few Kanye albums have been gospel albums, to say the least. And there's nothing wrong with that, you know, because I was never into gospel music when I was younger, because at that point, it was nobody. It was just kind of, I don't want to say corny, because, you know, I don't want to call gospel corny or nothing like that, but it was nothing. It wasn't cool. You know what I'm saying? Like, gospel music, it wasn't nobody I could relate to. They were all older people. Seemed like they were straight out of church, and that's all they cared about when I was younger. You know, Kirk Franklin, I never liked him. I always thought his music was corny, but, you know, not what his, I'm not knocking what he was praising or whatever. It's just the way he was delivering it. But when Kanye started doing gospel music, it kind of really made it more relatable. You know, he had Jesus Walks from like his first album. And, you know, I liked the when he was doing the Sunday service or whatever. But I say all that to say this. This Vultures album is Kanye back talking his ish, you know. And I was a little skeptical at first because the whole album, he's got Ty Dolla Sign. Ty Dolla Sign is on every single song. So at first I'm like, man, a whole album with Kanye and Ty Dolla Sign, how is that gonna be? But, you know, it is Kanye mostly, but with Ty Dolla Sign is a nice seasoning. So, you know, thumbs up, man. I like the whole vibe, you know, because Vulture, I always really like to analyze what is he really trying to say. You know, Vulture, if you study animals like I do, a vulture kind of like feast on the dead or whatever. It's black or whatever. So I'm trying to see where his mind is at or, you know, where his creativity is at. But, you know, he's definitely been rolling this out. He did a listening party in New York, and he did one in Vegas. Did one that just happened in Italy. I believe his next listening party is going to be in Paris. So I was watching a little bit of what my wife, and she was saying, because my wife is into fashion and stuff like that, so she'd be putting me on to certain things that I might be not hit to. But she was saying, oh, yeah, right now it's coincide with, I guess, Fashion Week is going on out there in Milan, and then it's going to go over to Paris. So, you know, Kanye, you know, obviously Kanye is back on his grind, I would assume, with the music and his fashion. And he probably wanted to all correlate. So, you know, I'm definitely feeling this vibe. This album is probably my favorite Kanye album since, because it's three Kanye albums that stand out to me. The first one that I really, really, I mean, I like them all. They're all good in their own ways. But if I had to rate, I would say The Life of Pablo might be my favorite Kanye album. And then My Dark Twisted Fantasy, that's another one that I really dig. I really like this Vultures album. And I think, what was it, the Late Registration, I think that's a slept on one. Late Registration is a nice one too, you know, to go back, because that just captures that time. But yeah, man, you know, the music is always, I don't want to say it's always better when Kanye's around, because he's such a polarizing figure that he kind of like, you know, overshadows a lot of things. But yeah, it's good to see Kanye back, you know, making music. You know, he had, he, you know, took a year off. And I actually talked about this on a world famous Chop Up. Like, you know, I kind of saw this brewing, because shout out to Elon Musk, you know, and of course, you know, the Tuesday edition of the world famous Chop Up, that's on X or Twitter, you know, however you want to call it. But basically, You know, Elon Musk let Kanye out of Twitter jail. He hasn't been tweeting crazy, though, lately. You know what I'm saying? I guess he kind of toned it down a little bit because he really want to get into this album and make sure, I guess, you know, he not going too far with the tweets. He's back on Twitter or whatever, so that's cool. The couple of high, I'm going to really break this down. You know, me and Kev, we're going to really go in and break it down. I'm just kind of freestyling a little bit. But just some of the things, because I've been listening to this. There's a lot of music out right now. You know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to keep it interesting and really just go in and review the albums that I really think are worthy of a review. I don't want to just review an album if it's all right. It's got to really stand out. But this one does, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's why I'm going to review it, because the last couple of weeks has been just different things, and I'll get into that later, why I didn't review it when it first came out. But I was like, you know what? It might be better to let it gain some traction, let people already kind of hear it, so when we do our review, people can kind of relate a little bit more. But I do like the fact, or shout out to his daughter, you know, he's got a song with his daughter on the album. He's got a video with his daughter as well, and she's got a lot of personality, man. Like, shout out to her, man. She's definitely not shy when it comes to the spotlight, and that's cool, because obviously, you know, her parents is Kanye and Kim Kardashian, so she's just a mixture of the two. So it's cool, you know. It seems like she's gonna follow in their footsteps, you know, as far as you know, being a personality, you know what I'm saying? I can already see. I saw it because I think it was a picture that came out when his daughter had, like, I think it was for Halloween, and she dressed up as Ice Spice, and she had a little wig on. She looked just like Ice Spice. It was funny, like a miniature version. But it was funny, so you can kind of just see that. But, you know, big shout-out to Kanye, and like I said, Ty Dolla $ign, I was a little skeptical, especially with him being on every song. But, you know, he's just a nice seasoning to the album, and yeah, Kanye's back in his bag, man. So that's coming up on this Tuesday's edition. So once again, that's going to be Unpacking Vultures. And, you know, before I forget, you know, because of course we come to you on Blog Talk Radio, but if you want to be plugged into the Tuesday edition of the World Famous Chop Up, you can follow the handle MoBins, MoBinns, or you can follow the handle at Rap Sports Life on Twitter or X. And, you know, it's every Tuesday. We call it Twitter Tuesday, and it's 8 p.m. to 8:30 p.m., you know, three awesome topics. We run it down for the people. So that's going to be one of the topics. So another topic, now this is really heating up. And I'm on my real estate ish right now. I'm really on my grind. Like I said, big shout out to Highline Residential. That's my brokerage. And what's cool with being in the real estate industry, you know, I get a lot of different emails, especially like anything that's got to do with like New York real estate. This big business type shit. So, you know, I'll get like the biz news. I'm kind of plugged in. But one thing that kind of came across that I was like, whoa. But, you know, I guess it comes with the territory. But big shout out to Donald Trump. He didn't have a great week. I mean, of course, politically, you know, he's doing his thing, killing it. You know, definitely Trump 2024. Let's make it America great again, at least financially, at least that part. You know what I'm saying? People can't hate on that, because, you know, as Black always says, we are kind of like in a recession, even though they won't say it. But Trump fined $355 million this week and banned from New York business in a fraud verdict. But like I said, and then, you know, with this, of course he's going to appeal. So, you know, but that's just the verdict that came down, I think, last week. You know, two of his eldest sons was – also banned for, like, you know, 3 to 4 years. Two of his eldest sons was fined $4 million apiece. And basically, the one thing is, though, he still has his business license. So it's just like a suspension, you know. But, you know, when it comes to big business, you know, especially, you know, billionaire, this comes with the territory because, you know, of course, to get that type of money every so often, you know, you're gonna like toe the line a little bit, you know what I'm saying? You're gonna, you know, go to the edge and not step over the edge, but kind of go as close as you can. I mean, that's just what happens with big business. And the one thing, once again, whenever I talk about different subjects in my library, I'll pull out, you know, different books to kind of correlate with what I'm talking about. So, of course, one of my favorite books is definitely Trump, The Art of the Deal. I think this is an excellent read, you know, if you just like business, if you like real estate, if you like that hustler's mentality, just an awesome read. This is the book that really kind of changed my opinion on Trump, like, because I was able to really get into his basically get into his mind of, like, the way he thinks, you know, that me against the world mentality, which I think serves him well, especially in this climate and, you know, with this presidential run that he's going to be on as we're in 2024 and everything is heating up. So, but, you know, when I look at this, you know, that's why you know, if you're a billionaire, you got to know this comes with the territory. You know, you got to take it on the chin. Of course, you know, you're going to be lawyered up with the best lawyers possible to keep everything on point because, you know, you always want to make money. You don't want to lose money. But, you know, this comes with the territory. It's ironic, though, how, you know, and I'm not a fan. I'm, you know, Trump is my guy, but I'm not a fan of his sons at all. You know what I'm saying? They probably did some shit that probably messed. I noticed that they are included in this band or in this fine. But, you know, shout out to his daughter. You know, his daughter was it Ivana Trump, Ivanka. I kind of forgot her name, but I know it starts with like an I. She's the one. You know what I'm saying? She's the one that's, you know, that's got his business savvy. But being that she's a female, I think she's able to like just maneuver a little bit better. And you know, not be as brash and that. But so that's what's up, you know what I'm saying? So, but, you know, of course, you know, Trump, he's not going to let that affect his political aspects, you know what I'm saying? This was just something. Now, this just came out like about 2 weeks ago, and then I believe March 25th, that whole Stormy Daniels, that was the adult film star or whatever that's trying to do something or whatever, have some type of case that's coming up too. But like I said, you know, Trump is just maneuvering. But another thing that I thought was interesting while we speaking of my guy, Trump, I was on Twitter, you know what I'm saying? Of course, I'm always flourishing on Twitter, especially the Real Adult Talk. You know, definitely follow Real Adult Talk, the Twitter page, keep it crunk on there. We spell it T-A-W-K, but Real Adult Talk, T-A-W-K is the way we spell it. But basically, shout out to a Two Live Crew, man, Uncle Luke. You know what I'm saying? Luke is definitely a pioneer in the rap game, especially when it comes to that, you know, that southern, what do they call it, bass music, booty shake, whatever you want to call it. You know what I'm saying? Two Live Crew definitely did his thing. You know, Luke has always been like a maverick type businessman, you know what I'm saying, as far as the things he wanted to do, speaking on freedom of speech and stuff like that. So that kind of like threw me off. I mean, you know, I guess a lot of people of our ilk, of melanated, you know, we still got that, a lot of people still have that democratic, you know, philosophy or conditioning would be that way, but you know, I guess he kind of is. But anyway, and it's going on now. I tried to chime in and listen to it, but I couldn't. It was just a bunch of people talking. I was just like, nah, I'm good. But anyway, what I'm getting to is Luke tweeted out something like, oh, you know, Trump said something in his one of his political things, and he was saying it was racist and all this other stuff, and, you know, if y'all still vote for Trump at this point, you must be crazy. And I'm like, what? So And I'm pissed because I spelled something wrong, so I took it down. But it was already getting a couple of likes, but I can't have anything that's up if it's a misspelled or whatever. But I think everything happens for a reason. So I'm going to just tell you the quick story. So I'm on there. So he says that. So immediately I tweet FCK Biden, make America great again financially, 100 or some shit. But then I'm like, all right, maybe that might be harsh. You know, even though I don't rock with Biden, I don't rock with this administration, I never want to kind of just go against the grain like that. I mean, it's still the president of the United States, even though I don't have respect for his for what he's doing. I never want to put something out there like that, you know, even though that's how I feel. But it was like a way I could articulate it better. So I took that down, right? So I deleted it. So then I noticed, though, I started, and I never read comments, but I read the comments, and mad, and I got to just give mad respect to our people and how I just think the it's changing, you know what I'm saying? Because mad people is like, nah, bro, you know what I'm saying? Like, you on your own with this one. I ain't voting for Biden. What? Like, you crazy. Like, you need to, you know, get your thoughts right and this and that. Everybody was, like, pro-Trump and, like, not against this Biden situation. And it was not siding with what he said. And that just shows so much growth in the last 4 years because, shoot, I figure, you know, 4 years ago or whatever, me and Black, you know, we was on an island. And we said something like we, you know, I remember a group I had, you know, on IG, I used to call it The Bunker, no longer a part of that group, but, you know, I used to fill out on an island because everybody was on that group think as far as, you know, F Trump and just because, and it's funny, I just told a story about how just recently, like last week, you know, I'm seeing, that's how you know this political thing is heating up because, you know, just because you, maybe Black people just assume that you're going to be on that F Trump type situation. And I'm just a Democrat no matter what, just because of the color of my skin. I think that's just some crazy shit right there. You know what I'm saying? I'm definitely, now that I'm wiser, you know, not to say I'm Republican or Democrat, but I'm definitely leaning towards more Republican at this point, even though Trump's really the only Republican that I really rock with, you know what I'm saying, to be honest with you. But now that I'm older and, you know, I'm taking more ownership and, seeing things from the owner's point of view and big business and things of that nature and seeing the whole chessboard, you know, that definitely just changed my outlook, you know what I'm saying? So I had to get away from that conditioning. But I say all that to say this, it was just very interesting to see that and, you know, to the point that he was like, all right, Luke was like, all right, I'm going to start a live, which I believe is probably going on right now. And, you know, we're going to have, because then he tweeted some other stuff like, oh, you know, all these Trump supporters and all this, you know, come to my live and let's talk about it or whatever. So, interesting. I don't know. So, it's, you know, shout out to Luke, you know, once again, it is freedom of speech. So, everybody has the right to say, you know, how they feel. But I just like the part that it's not just one-sided at this point. You know, I definitely see more of a balance than it was, you know, 4 years ago when everybody, you know, if you wanted to say something that was like, you know, pro-Trump or something like that, you was just automatically considered a sellout or some bullshit that was just not true, you know what I'm saying? But it was cool. And then the other part that I was pissed off about because I really formulated something else, you know, when he was saying about his live that he had coming up on Twitter talking about all the Trump supporters. So then I said, you know, because he said something about racist comments. So I was like, if I got mad at every racist comment that I heard, you know, I wouldn't listen to rap music. And you know I love rap music, you know, man. I wouldn't listen to rap music. And I just said, what else did I type or tweet? And I said in reply, and I said, you know, to my knowledge, Trump has been the one person that actually, you know, is looking to put policy to really help Black communities, you know, with the Platinum Plan and his support, average support of HBCUs, which is historic Black college and universities. You know what I'm saying? It was a bill that he passed to you know, help with funding and stuff like that. So I put that. And I was starting to get likes, but you know how, like, spell check or whatever, instead of putting rap, R-A-P, it said R-A-O. And I don't know. I just got a pet peeve. I can't leave nothing up online if it's misspelled or something like that, even though it happens. But and then, you know, we're not going to pay for that Twitter blue check to, you know, it's, to me, I don't believe it's worth it at this point to go in there and be able to edit. So I just said, you know what, let me just delete it. But I just wanted to put that out there. So, you know, everything happens for a reason. So I think it was meant to be that, you know, the two statements that I made that I took down was, you know, supposed to just be up there for as long as it was up there to serve its purpose, and then be taken down. So, all right, so that's going to be the second topic. I guess I'm going to formulate that, you know, I'm going to figure out a way to formulate that. But that'll be the, you know, one of the topics that me and Kev Herka will be discussing on Tuesday's edition of the World Famous Chop Up. And then third, now, of course, football season is over. So I'm really trying to get back on some NBA type-ish, you know, because like I stated before, the NBA had been kind of – it just had been kind of trash, you know, lately. So I hadn't been watching any games. And I used to always say that I really can't get into the NBA until Christmas, you know. But it's been a little different because the football season was so good this year that I had to push it back, you know, because I was still – you know, because – I still just couldn't get into NBA even during Christmas. I didn't even watch another Christmas game. It just wasn't appealing to me at all. Football, and then for the first time, I think football was on because the way I think Christmas it fell on a Sunday or a Monday or some shit like that. I don't want to say shit like that when I say but anyway. Didn't mean no disrespect saying it like that, but Sunday or something like that. And so they have football games and stuff like that. So long story short, still didn't get into NBA, but finally, All-Star game we had last week. I had that kind of like on the background. I talked a little bit about it during the World Famous Chop Up. But just as a breakdown, now I think that's the new viewing point for me with basketball. You know, I think now it starts at the All-Star game because by that time, you know, that's the halfway point of the season. And then after the All-Star game, everything is jockeying for position for the playoffs. And you kind of see the teams that are established. And, you know, the All-Stars that made it, they, like, established themselves, and it's perfect going into the second part of the season. So with that being the case, that's how I am now with my NBA. I'm like, All-Star game, I'm all in now. So, especially now that football season is officially over. So now I can become a full-time NBA basketball, or just basketball in general, because shout out to the NCAA women's. I'll probably be talking about them a little bit during March Madness, a lot more on the World Famous Chop Up, because the college women game is so on point right now. But anyway, I say all that to say this. Last week, the All-Star game was in Indianapolis, and it was in the arena in Indianapolis, I believe. Well, I know that's the house that kind of Peyton Manning built basically when he was with the Indianapolis Colts, you know, some football-ish, but that's where they held it at. And it was a good weekend, you know, as far as I think they showcased the NBA very well. Sometimes the All-Star weekend can be a little off, but I actually enjoyed it this weekend. It started off on Friday. Now, I didn't watch this, but Friday he had the celebrity game. I never watched that game, but I believe the coaches, it was Stephen A. versus Shannon Sharp. I forget who won. I think Shannon Sharp's team might have won. And my guy from the Dallas Cowboys, I believe he had a big game. He had like 30 points or something, 37 points, if I'm not mistaken. Micah Parsons, I believe he was the MVP. So who knew he could play basketball, man? But, you know, that was the That was on Friday. And then Saturday, now this is what I did watch, you know, because after I finished doing what I needed to do, I was able to kind of relax. And I always enjoy, you know, the NBA All-Star game Saturday night. You know, that's the skills competition, the three-point shootout, the dunk contest. And I'm going to talk about the dunk contest a little bit, but just to set this up. So the skills competition was pretty good. I'm not going to go into it. You kind of just had to see it to kind of see it, but to kind of appreciate it. But shout out to, like I said, the host city was Indianapolis. So shout out to the Indiana Pacers. And it was cool too. Like now just to, you know, set it up totally for the people. The coverage was cool. I think this will kind of set it off because being it was in Indiana, Indiana is a big basketball state. You know, the Indiana Hoosiers. Shout out to Coach Bobby Knight. You know, he was one of my favorite coaches back in the day when I was younger. You know, rest in peace to him. He died maybe a few years ago, but he was a great coach, man. No nonsense white dude, but can coach the hell out of some basketball. And Isaiah Thomas, who's actually from the Great Lakes by way of Chicago, of course. Isaiah Thomas went on. Two-time champion, Bad Boy Pistons, you know, probably my favorite, you know, basketball team of all time. But, you know, he went to Indiana and was coached by Bobby Knight. So he had a sit-down with Reggie Miller. Big shout-out to the Hall of Famer, Reggie Miller, one of the best three-point shooters ever, one of the illest clutch players, you know, in NBA, you know. Multiple all-star with the Indiana Pacers. So he sat down, he kind of, you know, Isaiah Thomas, Reggie Miller, and then shout out to Larry Bird. You know, now people mainly know Larry Bird for being with the Boston Celtics, but he's actually from Indiana. So it was a cool conversation, you know, just Indiana basketball. And Larry Bird went to Indiana State, and they're not known for basketball now. They fell off the map. But when he was there, you know, him and Magic Johnson, you know, was in college at the same time before they went to the NBA. So they had just some good conversations about Indiana. So I say that to say this. That kind of set that up. And in the skills competition, you got the New Wave Indiana Pacers. I don't really know their team like that. There's only one person. I mean, if I was watching, I would probably know the names. They would kind of come to mind. But the one Indiana Pacer that's doing his thing this year is Tyrese Halliburton. He's a young basketball player that's going to come up. You know, he was an all-star. And he led his team in a skills competition. They also went to the finals. And the championship game or the final in the in-season tournament, they lost to the Lakers, you know, because the NBA, to drive up hype for the beginning of the season, you know, this is the first year that they had the in-season tournament, which was a somewhat highlight, you know, of the NBA season. I think that's a good – I think they're moving in the right direction with that. And I think pretty soon they're going to get international teams involved with that. And I think it's going to be a more of a soccer kind of – the way soccer does it, you know. But that's a conversation for another day. But anyway, that was the skills competition. And Tyrese Halliburton and the Indiana Pacers, like two other players, they won that competition. So that kind of set off the night. Then we had the three-point shootout. And that's always my favorite competition. You know, I used to love back in the day, Larry Bird put that on the map, you know, with the Boston Celtics. You know, Larry Bird was one of the best three-point shooters ever. You know, Reggie Miller, I just mentioned him. You know, he used to be in a competition. Mark Price, my guy from Cleveland, the Cavs back in the day. Craig Hodges, who used to, you know, hit threes for, you know, Michael Jordan back in the day. But anyway, three-point competition has always been, like, my favorite. But shout-out to Dame Lillard. I'm going to talk about him a little bit later. But Dame Lillard had won a three-point competition the year before. He came and defended his title, won it again. And he beat Karl Anthony Towns. Karl Anthony Towns, big man for the Minnesota Timberwolves, I think that they're number one in the Western Conference right now. Him, Anthony Edwards, I think they're going to have something to say in the playoffs. That's going to be interesting. Young team want to come up, but he's got to be a smarter player. But anyway, he came in number two to Dame Lillard. But it was a good, great, great, you know, competition. And then, like I said, I talked about this a little bit last week, but Steph Curry, he beat the young lady from the WNBA, but she's a great shooter. Her name is Sabrina. She plays for the New York Liberty. That was one of the highlights of the night because, you know, it had some nice drama to it because that girl, man, she could shoot. But Steph Curry, you know, put on, you know, Steph Curry, man, best shooter, greatest shooter of all time, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, he won it in dramatic fashion. So that was a highlight. And then we got to the slam dunk competition. And it was all right. You know, like I said, they had this I can't even think of the white guy's name, but he was in a G League. He played for, like, Philadelphia last year. He was, like, the 12th man or something like that. But he ended up winning. But I did give props to Jaylen Brown, who's, you know, one of the key players for the Boston Celtics. And he competed. And, you know, just props to him for competing, even though he lost. So that was the All-Star game Saturday night. And I mean, the All-Star competition Saturday night. And then Sunday, we actually had the game. And the game was on while we were, you know, doing the show last week. But I had it on in the background. It was entertaining. You know, it wasn't a lot of defense. But the scoring was up. This is the first time ever that it was a 200-point game, which was unbelievable, you know. And shout-out to Dame Lillard winning the MVP. Well-deserved. But I thought Karl-Anthony Towns, who I just mentioned, who's been three-point shootout, he lost the Dame twice, basically lost in a three-point shootout, and he lost in the MVP of the game, of the All-Star game, to Dame Lillard because he had 50 points. I'm like, wow, how do you score 50 points an All-Star game and not win MVP? But Dame Lillard, you know, he just was the crowd favorite. He hit like a shot, a three-point shot from half court. And it was like a set shot. It wasn't like a shot to be threw up, you know, like a set shot, like a, you know, a regular shot. And made that, man, crowd went wild. So he had to win an MVP. So with all that being said, that really kind of got me going to get back into the NBA mode. So, like I said, it was a pretty good weekend. Nice showcase of the NBA. Got a person like me back on point. So now, some of the storylines that I'm kind of following going into the into this final stretch to you know, to get to the playoffs. Pardon me as I take a sip of water while I talk. But, all right, so some of the teams that, and, you know, of course, right now I'm in the sports report, man. So, you know, this is the world-famous chop-up, Sunday fun day edition, last Sunday of February. So I'm just chopping it up, back on my sports-ish, and I'm on my NBA for the night, you know, as I, you know, get ready to showcase and really become an analyst, especially if you really want to hear me go in. Like I said, shout out to my co-host Kev Hurt. I call him the basketball aficionado because we really go back and forth on these NBA topics. So these are some of the topics that's probably going to be coming down the line, you know, on future shows. So I'm giving you kind of like a preview. So the Milwaukee Bucks are a are going to be one of those teams to check for down the stretch. They got a lot of basically they have a lot of expectations because, of course, Giannis, he won the NBA championship a couple of years back. He beat the Phoenix Suns, really put on for Milwaukee, solidified himself as a new NBA superstar. But last year, he came up small because last year the Milwaukee Bucks lost in the first round of the playoffs. to the Miami Heat in an epic upset. So with that being the case, they shuffled the deck, and they were able to make a trade and get Damian Lillard. Now, Damian Lillard was with the Portland Trail Blazers his whole career. Very good player, but his time was essentially up in Portland, because Portland's looking to rebuild, and, you know, they wasn't going to attract any free agents, so they were basically going to be in like a purgatory situation where they were never going to be good enough to win a championship and never be bad enough to not make the playoffs. NBA, you know, you never want to be in that realm. You want to be either rebuilding or close to winning the championship. So they was like just in that middle, which was doing them no good. And Dame Lillard, you know, he's not getting no younger. So it was time for him to leave. So, you know, he joined the Milwaukee Bucks, and they got, you know, it's championship or bust for them. And they had started off pretty good. They had fired their coach, you know, because last year, because, you know, when you lose in the first round of the playoff, you know, somebody's got to be the scapegoat. So the coach ended up being the scapegoat, even though with that same coach, they won a championship a couple of years ago. But it's a what have you done for me lately type of situation. And you can't be a championship caliber team and lose in the first round. You just can't do it. Somebody's gonna take the heat for that. So that's what happened. So they hired a new coach. I forgot his name. He was a black coach, and he had the team doing well. You know, the team was doing pretty well. But shout out to Doc Rivers. Doc Rivers is a very popular name when it comes to NBA head coaches. Doc Rivers won a championship with the Boston Celtics back in the day, you know. And when you win a championship with the Boston Celtics, that's like three championships, because, you know, that's a storybook franchise. So, you know, shout out to that team. You know, they were like the first one, kind of like with the big three. You know, they had Paul Pierce, Kevin Garnett, Ray Allen. So, you know, but Doc Rivers gets a lot of heat because he gets a lot of opportunities, but he's only won one championship. You know, I think Doc Rivers is a good coach, but, you know, he's kind of flamed out in a few different places. You know, he's known for kind of having leads in the playoffs and blowing those leads. So it all started back in the day with the Orlando Magic. Yeah, young Tracy McGrady. They were up, I think, like 3-1 to Detroit or something back in the day, and they came back and lost for me. But, you know, like I said, he went on and coached after he left or whatever there. That was his first coaching opportunity. Went to Boston, won a championship with Boston. That's what really solidified his name. Then once the Boston once that team ran its course, he became the coach of the L.A. Clippers, and they were called the L.A. Clippers Lob City at that time, because that's when they had Chris Paul. They had a young Blake Griffin. Blake Griffin was, you know, dunking over cars in an all-star game and all that type of stuff, doing commercials. Blake Griffin was a big star at that time, and he just fizzled out, got hurt. So that ran its course. And then Doc most recently was coaching the Philadelphia 76ers with Joel Embiid, and at the time, Ben Simmons, you know, trust the process. That's what they used to call that. Then that flamed out, you know, after, what, last year or the year before. And then Doc was, you know, doing TV this year. He was advising the Milwaukee Bucks. But not to get long-winded, long story short, they end up firing the coach and hiring Doc Rivers. And Doc Rivers is now the coach of the Milwaukee Bucks. And like I said, they got a lot of high expectations. So we shall see how that's going to shape up. Now, in my opinion, because I was watching, you know, YouTube, watching a lot of just vintage NBA. That's what I call it, you know. So I got a category which is all NBA, you know, classic games, classic interviews. It's just anything classic NBA, you know, I got a category called vintage NBA. So that's where I get a lot of my That's where I do a lot of my research for the show. But I was watching, I think this was in December, and I told you, well, I don't know if I said it here or I might have said it on the Tuesday edition of the World Famous Chopper, but everybody has a podcast now. You know, shout out to what we do, me and Black here, with real adult talk, but everybody has a podcast these days. But you got to really be picky. You really got to use discernment because not all these podcasts are good. But anyway, especially when it comes
You talking about podcasters. These people here just be blowing me with all of these damn podcasts, talking all this crazy shit.
These
podcasts.
Go on. You got something to say about it?
What are you talking about? I don't know. It's just everybody, even the people that don't need to have a voice, has a voice. Everybody going to get these mics. Everybody setting up. Everybody want to be heard, and it's just the ignorantest shit ever. And so now you hear more and more people talking about how podcasts getting a bad name because people are so ignorant with what they're speaking about. You know, I'm gonna tell you something. This is just the realest shit. And this is what I told people. You listening to these hurt women on here talking about they know they worth, they know they value, and they single as fuck. You know, single people, you listen to single people. Married people, you listen to married people. For the longest, I sat and said I wasn't getting married. Not because I was hurt or scorned. It's because of what I believed in. You know, I feel like, you know, going to get licensed and so on and so forth. So for the people that know, no, I just had a whole ceremony, marriage license and all of that this weekend. And I tell people, my husband asked me, where do you want to go eat at? Right? I could have went and ate anywhere, right, with my wedding party. And we had a big wedding party. Well, we had, we was 4 cars deep. So we had 2, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. So all together with the kids and adults, it was 16 of us. Two babies and then my 2 kids. And then the rest was adults. So out of 16, four kids, 12 adults. Said, where do you want to go eat at? I could have went anywhere and ate. I said, I want to go to Corral. He said, huh? I said, I want to go to Corral. He said, so you can eat anywhere and you want to go to Corral? I said, yes. And I proceeded to tell him, when I was younger and my mom, you know, we did something special or whatever back in the day, my mom would take us to go to Corral, to all-you-can-eat buffet. And that was a privilege. And because my mom crossed over, that was just the essence of me embodying her, you know, on this special day of my wedding. When I look at these lists that these people coming out with and this is what they said, and you putting it out there just because somebody said it, you're putting the indirects out there. Those people that can't eat at regular places, that's why they're single. They're not married. They didn't get married. These people, they are lost, and they're putting this lost energy out in the universe. And me and my husband, we okay. My husband's been on his job 16 years. I'm an entrepreneur. And yet, these are the things, I don't want no man that play games. Go right ahead and continue to judge a person based upon what you feel is not right. But these podcasts that got out here is just garbage.
Yeah, no, you definitely got to use discernment because they're not all good. You know what I'm saying? So, like, with me, yeah, I can't just, you know, it's like a certain, I don't know, word I'm looking for. It's a certain filter that I have to really put information before I can even, you know, get to me, you know. So, yeah. But, so what I was saying is...
So, I wanted to talk about my boy Donnie.
Okay,
but
yeah.
But finish what
you're
saying, and I want to talk about my boy Donnie.
Okay, all right. So, you want me to finish my point, and then we'll talk about...
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, just to put a bow on what I was talking about as far as what I'm talking about with the NBA, with the Milwaukee Bucks, Doc Rivers. So, basically, I was watching one of the podcasts, and the reason why I said I even brought up everybody has a podcast, especially with the NBA. You know, that's why reason why I don't like the NBA as much as I used to back in, like, the 90s and the early 2000s and stuff like that. And I never want to be that person, that get-off-my-lawn type dude. I'm still not that person. You know, if you've been listening to the show, you know, with music, I keep it fresh. You know, I don't have no I love all music, rap music, you know what I'm saying, from all different eras, old, new, whatever, West Coast, East Coast, it doesn't matter. Same thing with sports for the most part, football, boxing, everything. You know, I'm always, you know, new energy, new hotness, I'm with it. But with the NBA, it's been pissing me off because I just feel like it's gotten so jaded. You know, of course the money's more than ever, but that I don't count other people's money, and I'm sick of hearing about how much this person makes and this and that, and then, you know, they're making all this money and they're not producing, they're not, you know, playing every night, every if they get a little injury they want to be hurt and all this other stuff. So anyway, and then now a lot of these NBA guys, like Gilbert Arenas, for example, I'm not a big fan, I don't watch it, he's to me is like Joe Button, the NBA version. Just a lot of just he's consistent. I give him that. You know, that's one thing I can say. You know, he's consistent with his podcast or whatever, but a lot of, like you just said earlier, it's a lot of just misinformation or just not for me. I can just see through the bullshit. And it's not just him. It's a lot of other NBA guys who's got a lot of bullshit kind of, everybody's trying to, you know, do this podcasting and everybody can't do it. So I say all that to say this, Doc Rivers was on one of the ones that I do kind of like, but it's got to be the right chemistry. But anyway, Paul Pierce and Kevin Garnett, they have a podcast. They had Doc Rivers on there, and they really had a candid, cool conversation. And that I had a lot of respect for because, you know, they won together. You know, the Boston Celtics, you know, and that's why Doc Rivers keeps getting all these opportunities, and he's in the news of, like, why he keeps getting these opportunities and he doesn't win consistently. But, you know, just listening to the conversation, he's a really likable guy. You know what I'm saying? Like, as far as one of the coaches in the NBA, he's one of those people that, I don't know, when he talks, I listen. You know what I'm saying? He's just a likable dude, and I think that just translates, and that's why he's getting these opportunities. But for the Milwaukee Bucks, this is a big-time year, and Giannis, to me, has really gotten a big head. Of course, it's you know, it comes with the territory because he is an NBA championship. He did win an NBA championship a couple of years. He put that Milwaukee Bucks franchise on the map because they haven't been relevant since they had Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and Oscar Robertson way back in the day, late 60s, early 70s. So, you know, for them to be relevant again and win a championship, you know, a couple of years ago, and him, you know, stay with the same franchise and not, you know, go elsewhere and try to partner up with another team to win a championship, that's admirable. But we lost in the first round last year, so the decks had to be shuffled. So they bring in Dame Lillard. Now, when I look at the Milwaukee Bucks, I look at them as the way the Miami Heat were when LeBron first came to the Heat back in the day. So that was D-Wade's team, of course. But LeBron at the time was the better player. So they didn't win that first year. They lost to the Dallas Mavericks in the finals because they kind of didn't know whose team it was. Plus, LeBron didn't know how to play. He didn't know how to post up at the time. He was still a younger player that needed to mature a little bit. But anyway, I say that to say this. In the offseason, D-Wade took a step back and was like, you know what, LeBron, it's your team. I'm going to follow your lead. And they won two championships. You know what I'm saying? LeBron solidified his time there and really learned how to play championship basketball. So I bring that full circle because Dame Lillard, I think for this year at least, he showed during All-Star Weekend winning the three-point shootout. If you win a three-point shootout, it's a big-time thing to me because that just shows you're a good shooter. You know, the best of in the league at this year, you know what I'm saying, as far as that. Then he won the MVP of the All-Star game, like I said, and he won it over a guy that scored 50 points. That shows leadership. So I'm like, Giannis, if this is going to work, if you guys are going to win an NBA title this year, I believe he's going to have to fall back and let Dame Lillard, I know his ego is probably going to get in the way because he's like, this guy joined my team, and how am I going to let this guy lead the team? Sometimes that's how it goes. You know what I'm saying? If you're really trying to win, everybody's got to play their role. And I think Giannis, you know, if he could just get out on the break, finish, and just become that dominant player, could just finish around the rim. I mean, he's not as big as Shaq, but, you know, he has that force where he can, you know, dominate the way like a Shaquille O'Neal did, you know, when he was with the Lakers. I think that can be a formula for success. So with him, Doc Rivers, and Dame Lillard, you know, they got a good team. They got Brooke Lopez. They got, you know, Chris Middleton is going to be a very key factor to see if he can, because he was like that second go-to player to Giannis when they won a championship. But that's going to be an interesting storyline that I'll be talking a little bit more about, you know, as the NBA season heats up. But Black, so that's all I wanted to say as far as that. But yeah, reference to, if you're still on the line, in reference to Donald Trump, what did you want to bring to the table? All right, I thought we had Black on the line. So, all right. So Black says she's going to talk some more about Trump, but I guess she'll come back. So, let me see here. All right, so I'm about to just talk some more NBA, man. I'm on my NBA news tonight. So that's the Milwaukee Bucks. So now let's talk about the Western Conference. All right, so the Western Conference is really, really shaping up because at the top of the West right now, you have the Minnesota Timberwolves. I told you they have Karl Anthony Towns. They have Anthony Edwards. So they have those two. Really good young team. The key for the Minnesota Timberwolves would be if Karl Anthony Towns can not make stupid mistakes. He's got a lot of talent. And he's going to have to let Anthony Edwards, who's their young all-star, take the lead. But he has that – for Anthony Towns, got to just know when to fall back and really – so that's going to be interesting. So, that part is going to – the experience is going to really it's going to really be vital for them this year going into the playoffs. But they've been good all year. You know, like I said, they're like number one in the West right now. They're going to be interesting. I'm going to really be paying attention to them. And then number two in the West, at least for right now, I believe, is the OKC Thunder. Shout out to the OKC Thunder. Shout out to Sam Presti, I believe is his name. Always puts a good product. They always, you know, build through the draft. They have a young, talented point guard who's probably – he was a first-team All-NBA. He's the new hotness, you know, so to speak. And that's Shea Gilgeous-Alexander. Dude can play, man. Quiet. Shout out to Kev Herc. He was put me on to him because I wasn't him. But he was like, yo, he's like, when, you know, a couple years ago when I was first finding out about him, he's making a name for himself. He's like, he's Shea Gilgeous-Alexander, who, like I said, the point guard for the OKC Thunder. He was like, he's like Ja Morant without the hops and without all the drama. And that's exactly what he is, you know. Basically, Shea Gilgeous-Alexander has picked up the slack and took the shine from Ja Morant. And, you know, Ja Morant is hurt. You know, I guess it was just too much too soon. Memphis Grizzlies, they're not even in the conversation this year. But Shea Gilgeous-Alexander, they got a, you know, Wembanyama is the guy that got all the hype, tall French dude from San Antonio. But it's something about him, man. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like, he got a lot of hype going into the season, but I don't know. People look at him a little suspect, you know, and I am too. I mean, he's got skill set. You know, I can see him being good, but I don't know if he's going to be great. But OKC, they've got another guy, too, that's competing for the rookie of the year. I can't think of his name right now. Tall white guy, very similar build to Wimby, but he's balling more, and the team are winning. So look out for OKC. But I was watching Cam and Mace. Shout out to It Is What It Is. But Cam, he brought up a good topic, and I had to jot this down. I was like, you know what, let me revisit that because that might be something I'll talk about in the world-famous chop-up. But basically, if you look at so the top of the West, like I said, in the conference right now is the Minnesota Timberwolves, and then number two is OKC Thunder, right? And at the bottom, the bottom of the West, which could shape up to 7-8 seed if they, you know, win out in the play-in tournament, could be the OKC Thunder at 7. No, not saying OKC. The Golden State Warriors at 7 and the Lakers at 8. So that shaped up, right? The first round, because the first seed would play the 8th seed, the second seed would play the 7th seed. So that shaped up like this. You could possibly have, in the first round, the Minnesota Timberwolves, who's the number one team in the Western Conference, against the L.A. Lakers, who will be, you know, the least team going into the playoffs, at least. 1 versus 8 seed. And that would be interesting, man. I would love to see that matchup, because you would have a young upstart team like Minnesota, who I think has got all the talent in the world, you know what I'm saying, but just don't have the experience, and see if they can, you know, get over the hump without making the same mistakes that they've been making in the past, against LeBron, who's got all the experience in the world, you know what I'm saying, against that. So that would be just an awesome matchup. So I'm going to be really paying attention to see how that shapes up. And then you could possibly have, you know, a changing of the guard with, you know, Steph Curry, who's, you know, first ballot Hall of Famer, you know, greatest shooter ever. I don't even consider Steph really a point guard anymore. He's a combo guard. Like, he's both. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, and now that I've been watching some vintage NBA, you know, when I think of my point guards, I think of Magic Johnson, I think of Isaiah Thomas, I think of John Stockton. Those are my top three. You know what I'm saying? Steph Curry's like a hybrid, man. He's like a Reggie Miller with handles. But anyway, you could have him for Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, and that would be awesome, man. So that's going to be interesting. That's you know, interesting how that could shape up. Some other teams that you have in the Western Conference, of course. You have the Denver Nuggets, who are just flying under the radar. Nobody's talking about Jokic this year. You know, Jokic has been just quiet. I think he's just waiting to the playoffs. You know what I'm saying? Because Jokic was so dominant. Now, I don't want to say dominant. I've been using that word a lot. Because, you know, I talked about Shaq last week on the World Famous Shop of Tuesday edition, and that was one of my main words, dominant. I don't want to use that Jokic was just clearly just the best player in the league last year, and he proved it in the playoffs. I mean, he just, you know, tore teams apart to the point where we just looked at him like, it's clearly nobody as good as this guy. This guy just is playing on a different level. But, you know, this year, they've just been quiet, you know, so it's going to be interesting to see what they do. Jamal Murray, shout out to Jamal Murray, one of my favorite players in the NBA. He didn't even make the All-Star game this year, and that's crazy. You know, there's no way that he should not have made it. I think he should have made it over a guy like Booker for Phoenix. But anyway, they're going to have something to say. You know, they're going to have something to say. So that's that, right? So I'm going to say that. Just put that on ice for now. But then you also have the Phoenix Suns. I don't think they got enough, man. I was watching Phoenix. So Phoenix, you got Kevin Garnett, you got Booker, you got Bradley Beal. Bradley Beal's been, it seems like he's damaged goods. It's something about that Phoenix team. They seem a little soft. And Kevin Garnett, it seems like he just can't catch a break, man. Every place he goes, you know, the team just doesn't. You know, he gives his all, but the team is just not there. It seems like ever since, you know, of course, OKC was his team from way back in the day. That's when he was with Westbrook and James Harden when they were young, when they were, you know, rookies coming into the league or whatever. And then he went to Golden State, and, you know, he made history with them, you know, and that Golden State run that they had with Steph and Clay and Draymond and their primes. Then he went to Brooklyn, and that just fell apart with him, Kyrie, and James Harden. But anyway, that Phoenix Suns, I don't know. I really don't know. You know what I'm saying? So we shall see. Dallas, on the other hand, they made a key trade. they got a big man from Washington. I don't know his name, but I was watching probably the first NBA game that I watched this whole season. I watched it the other night, and they beat Phoenix. And Kyrie's playing good. He's low-key ever since he went out to Dallas. He has, his name hasn't been in the news for nothing, so he's just been, like, you know, on point, hooping. And then, of course, you got, you know, you got my Euro guy, Luka Doncic, you know what I'm saying? And so Dallas, they might have something to say, man. Dallas might creep up on some people. And then you have the L.A. Clippers. Clippers, they're opening up a new arena in L.A., I believe, next season. They're going to move out of the Staples Center because they share that with the Lakers. So open up a new arena in L.A. I think the dude's named Ballmer, Microsoft guy, billionaire, that's the owner for the Clippers, you know, building some new crazy stadium in L.A. And the Clippers is going to, you know, open up there next year, I believe. The Clippers could be interested. Ty Lue, you know, probably one of my favorite coaches in the league right now. Kawhi Leonard, you know, at this point, I'm just telling, if I'm the coach, I'm telling Kawhi, like, I just need you healthy for the playoffs. You got Russell Westbrook coming off the bench. That's a big-time move. James Harden is playing good basketball. And then you got Paul George, man. So, and they got a deep team. So the Clippers is, you know, I'm looking at them. It's going to be interesting, man. So the NBA is definitely just taking off. You know, I'm looking forward to seeing how this stretch is going to be. And that's the Western Conference. I don't know if Black is back on the line. Black, you here? If not, I'm going to keep going. All right. So, yeah, so that's going to be the West. The East, real quick. Let me see if I can. What do I got to say about the East? Storylines out of the Eastern Conference. All right. I talked about Milwaukee already. Boston. All right. So now Boston, you got Jason Tatum. You got Jaylen Brown. You got Jrue Holiday. Got another guy that's really good, too. I can't think of his name. Got to just shaved his hair. He had, like, a receding hairline that looked crazy. He used to wear a headband, and he just finally shaved it. But he's a good player. Can't think of his name. And then you have Porzingis, Kristaps Porzingis. They used to call him the unicorn. Porzingis is another guy. He's just got to stay healthy for the playoffs. And, you know, Boston, you know, they don't have Ime Udoka as the coach. So the coach is the only thing that I'm thinking is a little suspect. If they had Ime Udoka, I would be all in. Shout out to Ime Udoka. He's trying to build a new culture in Houston right now, even though they're a few years away. But, yeah, Boston. This is a big championship year or bust for Boston as well as Milwaukee. So those are the top two teams in the East. Number three on the low, I think they're the number three seed at this point, is the New York Knicks, man. Big shout out to the New York Knicks. When the Knicks is good, New York is just better, you know, because New York is a basketball city. I mean, of course, you know, the Yankees back in the day, that was the early 2000s. It's not like when the Knicks is good, man. You just feel the energy of the city. People just like to talk hoops up here when the Knicks is playing good. And they got a new star, man. Shout out to Jalen Brunson out of Villanova. He actually played with Dallas. You know, that's where he started. And, you know, he signed with the Knicks last year. And he's been making a name for himself, man. He's just a gritty player. I thought he was a little short at first, but, man, this guy can play, man. So shout out to Jalen Brunson. Definitely turning the Knicks culture around. So that's just going to be interesting to see what he's going to do in the playoffs. He really came correct, beat my Cavs last year. So it all rests on Jalen Brunson to see what they're going to do, you know. But the Knicks, they're building something. The Knicks are like one player away from really, really competing, and that's good to see. And they're doing it the right way this time. You know, they're not signing no has-been superstar, even though I'll say this while I'm talking NBA. I'm in my NBA bag tonight. Once again, this is the world-famous Chop Up, the Sunday edition. last Sunday of February. I was talking about this. LeBron James, if he leaves the Lakers, and I think LeBron should retire, really. But I'm over this whole Lakers-LeBron situation. They won a championship in a bubble, but I think that team has just ran its course. It's just getting stale now. I can't stand when the Lakers is on TV. I don't think they're going to do anything in the playoffs, if they even make the playoffs. They probably will at least make the play-in tournament, but I don't see the Lakers doing anything. I just don't think they have enough, and I just think it's ran its course with LeBron there at least. Don't be surprised if, to finish his career, LeBron comes to the Knicks. Putting that out there, I would not be surprised. But anyway, so that's the Knicks. That's what's going on with them. My Cavs, Cleveland Cavs, they've flown under the radar. Donovan Mitchell, Donovan Mitchell's an all-star, very good player. Got a couple of pieces. I don't know if it's enough. I think we're doing it the right way. I like the team. I don't know. Maybe it's something about our uniforms. I don't really like our new Cavs uniforms. You know what I'm saying? But got a good team. We got a point guard. I'm so tired of, and I don't want to sound like, once again, how can I say this? So many younger players in the league now, visually, they got so many players with, like, dreads and stuff like that. I just wish some of these young guys would be a little bit – now I can't believe I'm not a guy, but I guess I'm getting to that age. I just wish a lot of the players would be a little bit more clean cut. I just think it looks well for the game. We got a player, he's a young guy with dreads. I just think he should cut his hair, and I think he'll just be more respected as a player. That's Garland, I believe is his name, but he's a really good talent. But I think if he just cut his hair, his game would be out of here. The same thing with Maxey. Maxey is the point guard for the Philadelphia 76ers, man. He's got, like, dreads. These dreads are so popular with the young guys now, man. And just, like, and it's not even – back in the day, he had dreads, and he was, like, Rastafarian. It was, shout-out to Bob Marley. I know him all over the place. But that was Bob. That's their culture. These younger American dudes just be having dreads just to have it, and just – I don't know. It just doesn't look appealing, you know, as far as the NBA. But anyway, that's my Cavs. What else? What other teams? And then shout out to Orlando Magic. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to Black. You know, I know that's our hometown. Orlando Magic. I talked about this on the World Famous Chop Up last Tuesday, how Shaq got his jersey retired. But they got a young guy named Paolo. I don't know his last name, but he's a Dominican dude. Dude can play, man. First-time all-star, young dude. Orlando Magic, y'all just need to bring back the old-school Penny Hardaway Shaq jerseys with the pinstripe. It was classic. But I like what the Orlando Magic is doing. I'm trying to think of my leaving anybody off. I think that's all all the teams that's coming to mind that's making some noise. So that was my NBA conversation. But like I said, big shout out to YouTube, Vintage NBA. Been definitely just checking out some good stuff, getting me back in the mode. I for the first time, so you know, talking about All-Star Game, right? So with that, you know, my algorithm on my YouTube, I've got a chance to watch the dunk contest, the Vince Carter one back in 2000. Classic. I never seen it because, you know, I think I was doing something way back in the day. That's when I first moved to New York or some shit. I think I was in Jersey at the time. I was actually staying in Jersey. But anyway, didn't get a chance to watch that All-Star. And I remember, like, kicking myself because I was back in the day. If you missed it, you missed it. There wasn't no YouTube to see it. But everybody was telling me, oh, man, Vince Carter did his thing. It was the best dunk contest since, like, Michael Jordan and Dominique Wilkins. And you saw the highlights, and you're like, whoa. But for the first time, that's why I love YouTube, man. You can just time travel. But I got a chance to watch that dunk contest, man. And it was special, man. Carter gets all the hype, but some other people that have some great dunks, man. Tracy McGrady. And this is when they was young, man. This is 2000. So you just see the whole wave, man. It takes me back. Steve Francis, Jerry Stackhouse. Larry Hughes, even though he missed all his dunks. It was a stacked competition, man. So I watched that. I just enjoyed that. Then what else did I watch as far as vintage NBA? I watched the 1993 All-Star Game. I actually just watched that earlier today. That was classic, one of my favorite ones. That was in Utah. But you had just – that was Shaq's first All-Star Game when he was with the Orlando Magic. You know, you had Isaiah Thomas starting for the East, going against John Stockton, who's the starting point guard for the West, Karl Malone, Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen, Patrick Ewing, Charles Barkley when he had just went to Phoenix, David Robinson. I mean, just a who's who. Tim Hardaway when he was still with Golden State, UTEP two-step. I mean, this is vintage NBA, man. I mean, it was just good stuff, man. My guy Mark Price, you know, almost won MVP. So that was the 1993 All-Star Game, man. Jordan just at his peak. Jordan had just won. He was on a collision course to play the Phoenix Suns in the finals. And this was right before he was going to retire and go play baseball. NBA on NBC. Yeah, Bob Costas. Man, just great, man. What's my guy that used to host Inside Stuff? Ahmad Rashad. Oh, man, great game, man. So that was just cool. Let me see here. What else am I watching on my vintage NBA? So I watched that game. And then right now I'm watching, speaking of the 2000, I was just talking about the Vince Carter dunk contest. Checking out the Game 7, this was Kobe and Shaq, the Lakers, their first year going to the championship, and they came back against Scottie Pippen when he was with the Portland Trailblazers. This was the Game 7 of the Western Conference in 2000, and, you know, the winner will go to the championship, so I'm watching that right now. But anyway, I say all that to say this, man. NBA season starts now. Like I said, it started last week with the All-Star Game. Those are the topics that's going to be, like, heating up. Those are the storylines I'm going to be paying attention to. So that's that. So we'll leave it that. So once again, you know, this has been the world-famous chop-up. You know, I've been holding this down. Got about 8 minutes left, man. So a couple quick things as far as just music that I'll get into. What else did I get a chance to check out, man? Once again, man, like I said, on my free time, once I get my business done, I just love to just come home and just vibe and, you know, vibe to my YouTube and just check out some certain things, man. Music, got a chance to check out Scarface, his Tiny Desk concert, man. You know, a big Ghetto Boys fan, I told you, Rock with Willie D. He's one of the podcasts I do like, you know what I'm saying? As far as like everybody having a podcast, but Willie D's, I like, man. I like real conversations, man, with real guys that I respect. So with that being the case, you know, I was like, Scarface had a Tiny Desk concert. Oh man, it was on point, man. So Scarface is so ill with it, man, and that was like the perfect. Get a chance on YouTube, but Scarface Tiny Desk, man, probably my favorite Tiny Desk that I've seen. He just did all his hits, and it was just dope, man. Scarface was meant for something like that, man. Mary Jane, Never Seen a Man Cry Till I Seen a Man Die. My Mind's Playing Tricks on Me. I mean, he just ran it down, man, all his hits. Definitely dope, man. Shout out to the Ghetto Boys, man. Big fan. So that was that. What else? Beyonce. Beyonce, very interesting. Talked about this a little bit on the Tuesday edition of the world famous chop up, but very interesting how, cause I was talking about how real quick, got about 5 minutes before we get out of here, but basically, some of the storylines, the side storylines from the Super Bowl, the music storylines, of course, you know, most people, everybody dug Usher's, you know, halftime performance. Shout out to Usher. Shout out to what they're doing with the Jay-Z, you know what I'm saying, doing the NFL music. You know, it's going to be in New Orleans this year, too, the Super Bowl. So it's going to be interesting if they get Lil Wayne or Taylor Swift. So, you know, Taylor Swift, of course, she won Album of the Year. And, she, you know, she got a lot of burn. It's interesting because I'm hearing rumors that Beyonce and Taylor Swift might be doing a joint album. Now, that would be interesting, an interesting collaboration. And that's interesting because Taylor Swift, she started out as a country singer, and now she's a pop star. And Beyonce was a pop star, and, you know, after the Super Bowl, she dropped, like, two country records. You know what I'm saying? She got one called Texas Hold'em, and she's got another one called 16 Carriages. And they both sound good. You know, I could see, you know, I'm interested in seeing Beyonce do a country album. And if she did a joint album with Taylor Swift, that would be interesting. So, you know, it's interesting to see Beyonce's next move. And then big shout out to Drake. Drake dropped a dope video. I was actually watching it right before we started the show. But Drake, Sexy Red, and SZA, it's called Rich Baby Daddy. The video is on YouTube, directed by Drake. But very entertaining, man. I like it. It's very really just low budget, just regular shit, man. It wasn't all over the top, spending a lot of money, flossing. It was just some regular shit. It looked like there was some New Year's Eve, somebody's apartment, you know, regular small apartment, going into the New Year's Eve, and then Sexy Red was pregnant, and she ended up having her baby. It's just a cool video. SZA, just dope, man. So anyway, that's all that, you know, I guess the things that I thought was interesting throughout the month or whatever. So once again, this has been the world famous Chop Up. So big shout out to me. Big shout out to me. Holding down a world famous Chop Up, man. This is the Sunday edition. So you already know how we do. Each and every Sunday, fun day, you know, me and Black, we go up for a real adult talk with SGMO Benz. So Black, we'll have her spiritual conversation, and I might fall all the way back next week. Nah, you know I can't do that. You know what I'm saying? Not on the spiritual conversation, at least. You know, I'm always have something to say with that. But looking forward to see what Black has got cooking next week. We're gonna be doing some maintenance on the site for the show. You know, a couple of the weeks in March, so that'll be cool. You know what I'm saying? I'll probably get a chance to fall back, and I believe, you know, we'll keep you posted of those weeks that we're going to be doing maintenance. But I believe those weeks, I'm going to finally drop my top 10 list. You know what I'm saying? I'll really have some time with, you know, maintenance that we'll be doing for the, you know, taking off for the show a week or two. And I'm going to really, you know, stick to it this time and really put together a top 10 list, because I've been, like, you know, behind the scenes, critiquing it. I just want to make it just right, man, because it's been a minute, and I want to make sure I come out with a bang and get the people talking. So once again, man, so this has been the world-famous Chop Up Real Adult Talk with SGMO Benz. So as always, you know, follow the socials, like I said, at Mo Benz on Twitter, at Real Adult Talk. We put that country twang on it, so it's spelled T-A-W-K. I keep a crunk on there. You can follow at Rap Sports Life. If you want to put a face with the voice, that's Mo Benz, MOBINNS on IG. Just keep it respectful. And until next week, everybody be safe. Signing off. Peace, peace, peace.